This is going to be exciting because for the first time on a Priestly Family Review podcast, we have the one and only Mama with us.
Hello.
Usually she's quite quiet in the background, but we're going to feature her because she was also a part of How to Train Your Dragon 3, which is the ultimate conclusion to the trilogy. So let's start with Big Man Jack. Yeah, he's like, dang it, I hate going first. But you know what? You were there in the beginning. You love Toothless first. I remember you having the toys. Here we go. Last night was the conclusion. What did you think?
Well, I definitely rate it 5 stars. Yeah. My favorite part has to be, actually, I don't have a favorite part. Everything is just amazing. And the bond between Toothless and Hiccup is just insane in this.
That is a very good point. What else?
Well, the way he meets the
Light Fury.
The Light Fury is really cool. And then, oh my God, the end is insane.
No spoilers.
I'm not gonna say, but it's insane. And then what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, the villain. He's
bad.
Yeah,
bad.
He's a different villain.
He's rough.
Rough. Olivia.
I really, really enjoyed the movie. I rate it 5 out of 5 stars. It's family friendly for sure. My favorite part was definitely in the scene where I forgot her name, the one who was in the cell.
That's my favorite part. And Rough Nut.
Yeah, Rough Nut.
Oh my God, that's the amazing part.
So
Rough Nut when she's in the jail cell.
Yeah, and she was just like talking about these weirdest things and.
It's honestly because we all know somebody who doesn't know how to shut up. It's an awesome scene.
Yeah. it's just like the ending was also really crazy.
We don't talk about endings. No spoilers.
The Light Fury was really not, like, that was crazy that they made another dragon of its kind.
I know. Definitely. So you're rating it what?
5 out of 5 stars.
Would you tell your friends to go see it?
Yes.
Parker Beans.
This was a family-friendly movie. I rated it 5 out of 5 stars. It was really good, and same for me. My favorite part in this was when Rough Nut was in the jail cell.
It was a very funny moment.
Yeah.
Would you tell your friends about the movie?
It was really good.
Would you suggest to them to go see it?
Yes. Yes, a lot.
Awesome. Mama!
Hello. Well, I guess I can tell you from the parents' perspective. First and foremost, I would definitely try to watch 1 and 2 before you see 3.
Good point.
Definitely. If you haven't seen the movies in a while, for sure, then you can, you know, definitely figure out which is your favorite. But this one is definitely closure for How to Train Your Dragon. It was good to see everything come to an end, and it was a very sweet movie. So it bring your kids, go to the movies, get the popcorn, and go watch How to Train Your Dragon.
3. My part now. Okay, I thought that this was the awesomest ending to probably one of the greatest animated movies that we've seen in the 2000s. They've done things in this trilogy. We'll talk about How to Train Your Dragon 2, where they actually killed off the father. They, at the end of How to Train Your Dragon 1, Hiccup lost his leg. This one took on some pretty heavy thoughts and themes as well, dealing with love and a whole bunch of other emotions. We get to see the characters grow in ways that most characters don't grow in animated movies. And I thought the overall look of this movie was insane. Some of the scenes with water and the clouds looked absolutely realistic. At one point, it looks like dragons flying through the sky over an ocean, and it looks like it could be real, which is where I would like to ultimately see How to Train Your Dragon return. Unlike Disney's Aladdin, I would like to see this movie come back in a live-action form. Nothing as scary, though, as Will Smith is the genie. but I do think a live-action telling of the How to Train Your Dragon series would be pretty epic.
Oh yeah, they should make a How to Potty Train Your Dragon.
You heard it right there. Bottom line is, the Priestly family says 5 out of 5 stars. Go see How to Train Your Dragon 3. Enjoy.
3, 2,